Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's my pleasure to have Senator Pat Toomey this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, Senator, I respect and admire you. You speak up. You tell the truth. You take a stand. And you are, could I call the... use the word apoplectic about the spending in this relief package, sir?
I think that's a fair way to put it, Marty.
In fact, your cynicism came out with regard to spending on the arts. Tell us some of the programs that the spending just doesn't add up to COVID relief, sir.
Oh, my goodness, where to start? First of all, it's $1.9 trillion when we spent $1 trillion back in December, and we know that many hundreds of billions, might well be over $1 trillion, hasn't even gotten to intended beneficiaries yet. Sitting in bank accounts at the state government level and municipal levels and programs that haven't been funded here. But that doesn't matter. We're going to do another $2 trillion of money we don't have. We've got here $350 billion more for blue states and municipalities that have been mismanaged. Mind you, in 2020, it turns out the year's over, books are closed, and in 2020, state and local governments in the aggregate brought in more tax revenue than ever before in their history. Now, we didn't think that's the way it was going to turn out in January, but that's the way it ended up. So they got more revenue collected than ever before. That does not include the $500 billion we sent them through various COVID bills over the course of last year. And now President Biden tells us we need to send them another $350 billion. It's ridiculous. How about the money for schools? What? $130 billion for schools with no requirement that they reopen. They can just stay closed. And they still get $130 billion. By the way, only 5% of that, only $6 billion of the $130 billion can be spent this year. The rest is years into the future. It goes on and on like this indefinitely. $135 million for the National Endowment for the Arts. $135 million for the National Endowment for the Humanities. What does that have to do with COVID? What does that have to do with the recovery? All kinds of earmarks for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi for their totally mismanaged transit systems, for instance, that we're supposed to all pay for. It's outrageous. This is the last train leaving the station that they can plausibly say is about COVID. And that's why they're not missing the opportunity to load it up with everything they can imagine. Obamacare subsidy. They're expanding Obamacare. What does that have to do with this? To people who, by the way, already have insurance. But now you're going to be able to make 7.5 times the poverty level and still get subsidies for Obamacare health insurance. It goes on and on like this.
Well, Senator, some of it gets a little bit laughable. There was a discussion yesterday. There was a full-page ad in the New York Times, sir, you may have heard about this. There is a plan for the Marshall Plan for women. Anyone that's a mother gets $2,400 a month on top of every other check they've already been sent.
How absurd.
I get the feeling, sir, that this is everybody's opportunity to get a piece of the action. This is that big basket of Halloween candy left out on the porch.
Totally.
And the family left the lights on and they're not watching the candy. Right.
Let me give you another example. Do you know $4 billion for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers? Now, do you know how you qualify for being a socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher?
No.
It's 100% exclusively based on your skin color or your race. And it has nothing, zero, no criteria for whether you are poor, whether you have lost income, whether you are adversely affected by COVID. None of that matters. Not at all. If you are in certain racial and ethnic minority groups, then the taxpayer will pay 120% of any borrowings you've taken down, any debt you have. It's not. It's all paid off. This could be money you borrowed years ago. It doesn't matter. All of it gets paid off, plus another 20%, all as long as you're not a white person. It's outrageous. You couldn't make this stuff up.
Senator, I want you to hear something. This is Connor Lamb, whom you know, on the show yesterday. I want you to hear this, sir. Hold on. Take 40 seconds. Go ahead.
With respect to Senator Toomey's comments, yes. Look, any big bill that moves in Washington is going to have a couple of things in it that anyone can pick out and say, oh, this isn't good for my state or my district. That's because we're an enormous country with a lot of different needs. And I just want to know where guys like him were all last year, where we were showering money on Wall Street, not in the millions.
Billions.
He was talking about millions, not in the millions, but in the hundreds of billions. Hundreds of billions. And the money ended up with the Los Angeles Lakers. And
Rudy Chris. Well, he
Senator, jump in here, please, sir.
Maybe he ought to get some of his facts right. The money that we spent last year was to replace lost income for individuals and small businesses. Big companies, it was a loan they had to pay back if they drew it down, and most of them didn't draw it down. The PPP program was for small businesses, and it covered payroll.
But the Trump administration spent $4 trillion, and the argument is Trump did it. It's Biden's turn.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of like saying, you know, during World War II, we were fighting the Japanese, so why aren't you willing to fight them now? Maybe circumstances are different. They're totally different. I mean, this is not March of 2020. The economy has come roaring back. The unemployment rate is less than half what it was. We have isolated problems in particular industries, no question. Restaurant, travel, entertainment, yes, leisure. But we've got the American people have an all-time record high savings rate right now. Disposable income than they've ever had.
So folks care, because folks here are thinking, man, we're going to build a bridge. Man, we're going to get all this money. We're going to be flush with cash. I always like to say payback is in the B word, sir.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Totally. We've got $28 trillion in debt. This will take us to 30. Do you see what's happening in financial markets? Interest rates are going up. Commodity prices are rising. You've seen the gasoline prices lately. This is what happens when governments print too much money because they're addicted to spending it. You know, Connor Lamb's logic is once you start down this road, it's permanent. You just never stop. Wait, even when the economy is coming back, has come back massively. Do you see the jobs number this morning?
Yes.
Terrific number.
Excellent.
Yes, it's great news. Why are we doing this? It's because Joe Biden
because
has a chance
to do... Because we can. No, they're doing it because they can, sir.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a really bad reason.
No, it's true. It's actually amazing to watch. But the train has left the station. You are powerless to change this. Would you not agree, sir?
We might be, but we're gonna fight like hell. We're gonna try. We're dragging this out so that we can inform the American people what's in this. We're gonna offer amendment after amendment to try to peel things out and expose the most egregious things. If one Democrat decides that this is too much, then it fails.
It does.
And they have
He's
to
right.
go back to the drawing board,
right.
or they have to work with us.
Senator, it's a pleasure. I really love how you step up and tell the truth. You're always welcome here, sir. Thank you.
Thanks very much for having me, Marty.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.